And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 14th of March, 2025. March 14th is National Save a Spider Day. There are nearly 45,000 species of spiders who are masters of adaptation. They've been found on every continent except Antarctica and vary greatly in size, shape, web patterns, and habitats. Spiders are arthropods that have 8 limbs, fangs generally able to inject venom, and spinnerets that extrude silk. For its weight, spider web silk is actually stronger and tougher than steel, but it can stretch. Spiders have a substantial impact on the reduction of insect populations. The world's natural ecology would be severely out of balance if they didn't exist. The pests they trap and devour include cockroaches and pincer ants, as well as disease-transmitting insects such as mosquitoes and flies. Arachnophobia is the fear of spiders and is the third most common phobia in the U.S. But most spiders do not have venom that is dangerous to the average-sized human. Spiders will only bite humans in self-defense, and few produce worse effects than a mosquito bite or a bee sting. Those with medically serious bites, such as recluse spiders and widow spiders, would rather flee and bite only when they feel trapped. Information about spiders in the media often emphasizes how dangerous and unpleasant spiders are. Among online newspaper articles on spider-human encounters and bites published from 2010 to 2020, a study found that 47% of the articles contained errors and 43% were sensationalist. National Save a Spider Day reminds us that if we see a spider, we don't need to move for their safety. Live and let live, knowing that they won't be coming after us. Find the link in today's show notes to purchase a humane bug catcher, which makes it easy to move spiders outdoors. It's the birthday of Dr. T. Colin Campbell, born on this day in 1934. Dr. T. Colin Campbell is an American biochemist who specializes in the effect of nutrition on long-term health. He is Professor Emeritus of Nutritional Biochemistry at Cornell University. Campbell grew up on a dairy farm and studied pre-veterinary medicine at Pennsylvania State University, where he obtained his Bachelor of Science in 1956. Campbell has become known for his advocacy of a low-fat, whole foods, plant-based diet. He coined the term plant-based diet to help present his research on diet at the National Institutes of Health in 1980. He is the author of over 300 research papers and 4 books, including The China Study, which was co-authored with his son, Thomas Campbell II, The Low-Carb Fraud, and The Future of Nutrition. Campbell is featured in the 2011 American documentary Forks Over Knives. Campbell was one of the lead scientists on the China Cornell Oxford Project on Diet and Diseases, set up in 1983 to explore the relationship between nutrition and cancer, heart, and metabolic diseases. This large study involved 6,500 people in China and showed a reduced risk of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, osteoporosis, and other illnesses among those who followed a plant-based diet. Today is also the birthday of Preacher Lawson, born on this day in 1991. The only killing this headliner does is on stage. Comedian, weightlifter, and animal rights advocate Preacher Lawson became vegan after watching Earthlings. As a vegan, Lawson continues to show his fans and fellow lifters that strength and kindness go hand in hand. Lawson says, "We all breathe, we all bleed, we all get happy and sad, all of us." Being vegan isn't just about acknowledging that other animals have feelings and unique personalities. It's also the best thing humans can do for the planet and their own health. You don't want to hurt the world. And here's a poem for today, The Spider by H.P. Nichols. Don't kill the spider, little Fred, but come and stand by me. And watch him spin that slender thread, which we can hardly see. How patiently, now up, now down. He brings that tiny line. He never stops but works right on and weaves his web so fine. You could not make a thread so small if you should try all day. So never hurt him, dear, at all, but spare him in your play. The Spider by H.P. Nichols. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to live and let live.